The Big Band Countdown. This is Chuck Cecil for American Forces Radio and Television Service. And in the next hour, our Big Band Countdown in this edition will be counting down the 10 most popular records in the United States during the third week of May in the swinging year of 1953. From a compilation of music magazines, sheet music sales, jukebox selections, and record sales, here are the original records, and some of them might be a little scratchy by this time, but they are the records that now make up the Big Band Countdown. The third week of May, swinging year 1953, counting down. On the popularity charts, this was record number 10.
Hello. Hello, this is Rocky. I hope you like this slide, too. Ho, ho. Strange things are happening. I like this side. I like the other side too, you know what I mean? But this side I like, you know? I had a little girl by the name of Kate, and every night we'd meet at 8. And when she'd greet me with a great big kiss, I'd open my mouth and holler like this. Ho, ho!
Ho, ho!
Strange things are happening. You I like. He's mad, but you I like. She said, oh, Red, take me in your arms. I can't resist your fatal charms. I never knew how great a thrill could be till you gazed in my eyes and you whispered to me, ho, ho.
Ho, ho.
You too, buddy. Yeah, you are lying. She grabbed me close and she held me tight and cried, please marry me tonight. She called a preacher, but a plan fell through, 'cause here's what I said instead of saying I do. Ho, ho.
Ho, ho.
He, he.
He, he.
Hoo, hoo.
Ho, ho.
Strange things are happening. I like you, buddy. But you're a dirty rat. You, I don't like. Now, if you find that you're getting Dutch because you tend to talk too much, repeat the chorus of this crazy song. If you answer like this, you'll never go wrong. Ho, ho.
Ho, ho.
Hee, hee.
Hee, hee.
Hoo, hoo.
Ho, ho.
Strange things are happening. Strange things are happening. Ho, ho.
Ho, ho.
He, he.
He, he.
Ha, ha. Strange things are happening. Strange things are happening. I once had a teacher who flunked me in history. She asked who shot Lincoln. I answered, don't blame me. Ho, ho. He, he. Ha,
ha.
Strange things are happening. Strange things are happening. I gave golden earrings to someone who's sweet 16. Now I'm so embarrassed, her ears are turning green. Ho, ho!
Ho, ho!
Hee, hee!
Hee, hee!
Ha, ha!
Ha, ha!
Strange things are happening. Thank you. movies and witnessed the strangest thing. One kid bought a TV and tried to dial the screen. Ho, ho! Hey, hey! Hee, hee! Since girls wear those blue jeans, my troubles just never cease. What looks like my nephew turns out to be my niece. Ho, ho!
Ho, ho!
Hee, hee!
Hee, hee!
Ha, ha!
Ha, ha!
Strange things are happening. Strange things. This is Rocky Buttons, and I want to tell you the strangest things happened to me.
During that third week of May 1953, the record companies were still making 78 RPM records. So comedian Red Buttons stretched his Strange Things Are Happening, the ho-ho song, on both sides across 5 minutes. Strange Things Are Happening, the ho-ho song by Red Buttons, record number 10. Counting down that third week of May, 1953, counting down now to record number 9.
Pretend you're happy when you're blue. It isn't very hard to do. And you'll find happiness without an end whenever you pretend. Remember, anyone can dream. The little things you haven't got could be a lot if you'd pretend. You'll find a love you can share, one you can call all your own. Just close your eyes, she'll be there. You'll never be alone. And if you sing this melody, you'll be pretending just like me. The world is mine, it can be yours, my friend. So why don't you pretend? Pretending just like me. The world is mine, it can be yours, my friend. So why don't you pretend?
The ninth most popular record in the United States that third week of May, 1953. The voice of Nat King Cole, the orchestra of Nelson Riddle, their record called Pretend. Record number 9 in the Big Band Countdown. And now news about your personal affairs. Commercial life insurance policies. Your life insurance policy may have taken on different applications when you entered the military than it had when you were a civilian. Certain restrictions, exclusions, and waivers may have taken effect. To be sure, read your policies thoroughly or check with your insurance agent to make sure all matters are in order. That third week of May in the swinging year of 1953, Dwight D. Eisenhower was president of the United States. The war in Korea continued. On the 25th day of May, during our survey period of time, the first atomic artillery shell fired at a proving ground in Nevada. And in big band music, Ray Anthony and his orchestra and a whole gang of people had a new record on the market. It was only 2 weeks old. We hear it now as a big band extra.
When the Saints go marching in!
The song was old, but during that third week of May 1953, the record was new. Ray Anthony, his trumpet, his orchestra, his chorus, and a whole gang of people, When the Saints Go Marching In. We heard it now as a big band extra. And this is Chuck Cecil returning now to the popularity charts and counting down to record number 8.
Tengo ganas de bailar en nuevos compas. Dicen todos cuando me ven pasar.
Chica, ¿dónde vas?
Me voy pa' bailar.
El Bayón. Tengo ganas de bailar en nuevos compas.
Dicen todos cuando me ven pasar.
Chica, ¿dónde vas?
Me voy pa' bailar.
El Bayón.
Bailando alegre, bailón,
repica la tumba y llama a la mujer. Canela y negro, bailón, bailando alegre.
nuevo compa. Dicen todo cuando me ven pasar.
Chicago se va.
Me voy pa' bailar.
El bayón. Tengo ganas de bailar el nuevo compa.
Dicen todo cuando me ven pasar.
Chicago se va.
Me voy pa' bailar.
El bayón.
America's popularity charts taking on an international flavor that third week of May, 1953. From the soundtrack of a film titled Anna, it was the title tune as sung by Silvana Mignano, record number 8. And this was record number 7.
Say the sun will never shine again. And say the rose that blooms will never bloom again. But come what may, I know I must have you again. My darling, say you're mine again. Say that spring will never come again. And say the chapel bells will never ring again. No matter what will be, I must be yours again. So darling, say you're mine again.
If I were to lose all the world and its treasures, who cares? Let it be as it may. As long as I have you beside me, I'll always be happy that way.
Say I'll never see the rain again. And say I'll never hear a sweet refrain again. And say that I was wrong and I'm to blame again. But darling, say you're mine again.
That third week of May, swinging year 1953, Perry Como had the nation's seventh most popular record, a song called Say You're Mine Again. Perry Como, along with the Ramblers, Say You're Mine Again, record number 7 in this edition of the Big Band Countdown. When will be your last day? Well, none of us knows, but with a little planning, you can be sure your personal affairs are in order. How? By preparing a will. Then your assets will be distributed according to your wishes. Otherwise, the courts will have to settle your estate. So for your own peace of mind and your family's security, prepare a will today. Forms and assistance are available from your legal officer. There's no charge for this service. So why wait? Do it today. That third week of May, 1953. In baseball, the Braves were in a new season in a new town. They were setting attendance marks in Milwaukee. Horse racing, Dark Star had just won the Kentucky Derby. Tony Trabert and Maureen Connolly were champions of the tennis courts. And Stan Kenton had a brand new recording.
All about Ronnie. There's so much to tell. All about.
But Stan Kenton's orchestra, Chris Connor, singing All About Ronnie. It was a record that was recorded during our survey period of time, the 25th of May, 1953. Counting down the nation's top 10 records, counting down now to record number 6.
I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way. I believe above the storm, the smallest prayer will still be heard. I believe that someone in the great somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see the sky, then I know why I believe. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry,
The nation's sixth most popular record, the voice of Frankie Lane in a song called I Believe. During the third week of May 1953, it was record number six. Chuck Cecil for American Forces Radio and Television Service with a show called A Big Band Countdown. It's a survey of the 10 most popular records in the United States. In this version of the show, it's the third week of May, 1953. From vintage editions of Billboard, Cashbox, Downbeat, Metronome, Orchestra, World, and Variety, comes this presentation of original, sometimes scratchy records that now make up the Big Band Countdown.
Christmas is rapidly approaching, and to celebrate this festive season, your Usura Religious Bookstore is having a November sale the entire month. A 10% reduction on all merchandise and as much as 50% off on all others. Cash in on albums, cassettes, Christmas cards, books, Bibles, jewelry, and many other items. Get ahead of the last-minute Christmas shopping rush by taking advantage of the November sale going on right now at your Usura Religious Bookstore.
For the third week of May, 1953, we're counting down to record number five.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy is for sale. I must take a trip to California and leave my poor sweetheart alone. If he has a dog, he won't be lonesome, and the doggy will have a good home. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy is for sale. I read in the papers there are robbers with flashlights that shine in the dark. My love needs a doggy to protect him and scare them away with one bark. I don't want a bunny or a kitty. I don't want a parrot that talks. I don't want a bowl of little fishies. He can't take a goldfish for a walk. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy is for sale.
Earlier in the year of 1953, that record had been number one, Patti Page's recording of Doggy in the Window. But by the third week of May, it had slipped down to number five position. Record number five. The third week of May, 1953, the voice of Ella Fitzgerald was not in the top 10, but we'll hear her now in a big band extra, a new record.
Ellis, now that you've got me love.
Careless had been composed back in 1939, but Ella Fitzgerald had a new 3-month-old record by the third week of May, 1953. Ella Fitzgerald with Cy Oliver's orchestra and a song called Careless. And now back to the countdown. Counting down to record number 4.
I'm walking behind you on your wedding day, and I'll hear you promise to love and obey. Though you may forget me, you're still on my mind. Again, with a love that's new, but I shall wish again I was kissing you, 'cause I'll always love you wherever you go. Parted, I want you to know that if things go wrong, dear, and fate is unkind, look over your shoulder. I'm walking behind.
go wrong, dear, and fate is unkind. Look over your shoulder, I'm walking behind.
Eddie Fisher had record number 4 that third week of May 1953 with a vocal assist from Sally Sweetland, his recording of I'm Walking Behind You, number 4 in the Big Band Countdown. Hey, do you have a daughter between the ages of 6 and 17? Thought about enrolling her in the Girl Scouts? It's a great setup, and it's more than just going around selling cookies. Girl Scouting is an informal educational program that adds to a formal education. It involves girls and adult volunteers in a partnership to help the girls develop as creative and responsible individuals with a deep sense of personal worth. Starting with the Brownies, she can go up through the juniors, cadets, and become a senior when she's 14. Or if she's with you, she can become a member of the TOFS, Troops on Foreign Soil, which are located in 47 countries around the world. So if you have a young daughter, think Girl Scouts. They're helping to build our leaders of tomorrow. Before continuing the countdown, here's an extra.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I got a song that I sing, I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see I'm in love? Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world. Man, this is a lie. Hey now,
and with that recording, Frank Sinatra's career was going to start skyrocketing one more time. And it was a new record as this survey was taken. The record was only 3 weeks old. He had made the record on the 30th day of April, 1953, with Nelson Riddle's orchestra. I've got the world on a string. And this is Chuck Cecil, and I've got a countdown of the 10 most popular records in the United States, the third week of May, 1953. Counting down now to record number 3.
Thank you.
bringing the harmonica to new heights of popularity to the tune of Ruby. The record was number 3 in popularity during that third week of May, 1953. And a similar sounding song was record number 2. And his orchestra, their recording of April in Portugal, record number 2 that third week of May, 1953. Big bands, oh, they were still around. Swing was not really dead, it just wasn't being heard too much. But it was heard. There was a new record on the market, and we hear it now as a big band extra.
Thank you.
Jerry Gray and his big band had made that record just about 4 weeks before this survey. He called the tune Off the Wall. Recording date, the 27th day of April, 1953. Jerry Gray in a big band extra before we conclude the big band countdown. You want to go to college when you separate from the service? There's an easy way to do it, depending on whether or not you have dependents. The Veterans Administration will pay you varying amounts so you can attend college on the GI Bill. But the GI Bill may not pay for all the costs. So how about investing in U.S. savings bonds to take up the slack? Savings bonds will help you save for those extra expenses Uncle Sam doesn't take care of. See your finance officer about investing in U.S. savings bonds through the payroll savings plan. And ask personnel for details on the GI Bill. You'll be money ahead. And now, here is America's favorite record during the third week of May, swinging year 1953. This was record number one. Had been made the 22nd day of January 1953. Exactly 4 months later, it was riding in number one position. Percy Faith and his orchestra featuring the singing of Felicia Sanders. Their recording of Song from Moulin Rouge was the nation's favorite record. Percy Faith's Song from Moulin Rouge, record number one. Hour, it's been the Big Band Countdown. This is Chuck Cecil, and we've listened to the 10 most popular records in the United States during the third week of May, 1953. From my collection of vintage publications and original records that are sometimes scratchy, this has been my survey of yesterday's top 10, the Big Band Countdown.
This is the American Forces Network, Europe.